Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Back in 1972, President Richard Nixon decoupled the U.S. dollar from the gold standard. The money was no longer backed by hard assets of gold and became fiat. Our next guest would say fake, and his take on fake goes beyond money. He weaves fake money with fake teachers and fake assets.
There's a million ways you can go to financial heaven. You know, being in San Francisco with technology today, there's more opportunity today. It's shorter lived, but there's more opportunity. But there's also a billion ways to go to financial hell.
Yeah.
So, you know, debt can make you rich and debt can make you poor. Taxes can make you rich and taxes can make you poor. And the stock market can make you rich. It can also make you poor.
Robert Kiyosaki has lived a life from fighter pilot in Vietnam to pupil of Buckminster Fuller to real estate magnate and consistent personal finance guru. Kiyosaki, author of the number one personal finance book of all time, which is titled Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has built a legacy around simplifying complex and often confusing subjects like money and investing. He continues to challenge conventional wisdom and asks the questions that will help readers sift through today's information overload to uncover the truth. Facts and truth are the foundation for taking control of our financial lives. All right, let's get some.
Yeah, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
I'm sure the first version of your new book, Fake, was going to be excellent, but I'm really glad that you decided to rip it up and rewrite it. What was that impetus for that?
The book on fake is, you know, fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. And I'm very concerned about this growing gap between the rich and everybody else, which is why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad 22 years ago.
Right.
And the problem is getting worse, and the problem is found in our education system. So about a year ago, a new book came out written by Jason Brill called Tailspin, and he's a Yale graduate and a Yale law school graduate, and he understands that education for the elites, like the Clintons and Trumps and those guys, and he says our education system for the elites is ripping our country apart. So I had to rewrite the whole book to accommodate Brill's point of view inside fake, because it's about fake teachers and what are we teaching our kids? We learn nothing about school, and what are they teaching the brightest people like the Clintons,
right,
who are some of the most, you know, they're loved by a lot of people, but what they've done is criminal.
Right.
So anyway,
right.
That's why I'm upset.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get the student out of school and let's double down on fake teachers, and then we'll circle back on fake money. When you talk about fake teachers, are you providing the goal of people taking ownership of their own financial health and wealth?
Well, in fake teachers, I went to flight school. I was a Marine pilot in Vietnam. Mm. And I tell you something, it was the first time I had real teachers. You know, if a guy couldn't fly, you knew right away he couldn't teach you to fly. So I look back upon all my education in school. A lot of my teachers didn't know what they were talking about. Like I took my third year of calculus, and my calculus teacher had no idea what calculus was. So I go for my MBA program, and I'm now back from Vietnam. I'm a Marine pilot sitting in a classroom getting spit on by the students. And my accounting teacher isn't an accountant. He's a graduate student. So that's why I'm saying is that a lot of times our minds are polluted by teachers, and the teachers are the most important people there are. So I write about the three wise men, you know, and said what made the three wise men wise was they went in search of the greatest teacher of all. I'm not religious.
Right.
But they went in search of Jesus Christ. And so what I did when I was a little boy, I went in search of my own teacher, which was my rich dad, because my poor dad was a PhD. He didn't know anything about money.
Right.
So I recommend people be very careful who your teachers are and go in search of a teacher that can really teach you, but they actually teach what they know, not what they've been told to teach.
I see. Okay. And that kind of goes back to your relationship with Buckminster Fuller, doesn't it?
Amen. I love that guy. I mean, he was a hardcore communist, but I loved him.
Right. I've read Grunch, by the way, and Mr. Brill has been on this show, as well as Mr. Roger McNamee, who you often reference in the intro, too. Let's go back to fake money.
You have the best guys on, man.
Well, now that I have you, I'm getting closer. Fake money. We could say that that's Nixon taking us off the gold standard, but you go much deeper with that. What is your working use of fake money in the book?
What happened after Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard in 1971 is the dollar became debt, and it was now created between two parties. One was the Federal Reserve Bank, and second was the U.S. Treasury. Okay. So, as you know, since 2008, the Fed and the Treasury have printed trillions of dollars. They've dropped interest rates. So the people that are working really hard, the dollar has gone down in value. They get no interest on their savings. And then because they work harder, they pay higher taxes. Mm-hmm. That's why I call it fake money. So the poor middle class are paying more money because they're working for money. One last thing, if you look at Jeff Bezos of Amazon, he's a billionaire. Did he pay taxes on those billions?
No, he didn't.
Did Trump pay taxes?
Apparently not. We don't know for sure.
Right. And do you think I pay taxes?
I bet you do.
No, because I'm a real estate guy.
Oh, man.
So what I cover, and I'm not saying break the law.
Right.
I'm saying be aware of the law, because the laws are fair. All of us can follow the same laws.
Right.
But without financial education from bad teachers, you don't know what the laws are. And I'm afraid, as you know, Jason, there's a lot of socialism and communism being taught on our campuses today.
Right, right, right.
And there's a time and place for socialism, but there's also a time for capitalism. And capitalism is teaching people to fish, and socialism is giving people fish.
Well,
and we'll go broke if we keep giving more people more fish.
Okay, that's fair. I want to drill into one thing before we turn to the markets and fake assets. Towards the top of your answer there, you mentioned the central banking system. What's your take on Hamiltonian federal banking system and the policy there? What would you do to it?
I think you're way beyond my head on that thing. I don't know. You know, I don't follow Hamilton and all that stuff. So what was your point of view? And I just don't like the idea that they just print money.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm against that.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there's Keynesian and there's MMT, modern money theory, right now.
Right. Right.
It's all about printing money.
Which is fake.
It's
fiat.
Yeah.
I was watching your video, as I mentioned, why I wrote my new book on YouTube with 500,000 followers. Congratulations for that, too. You said
Thank
something
you.
Towards the beginning of that, that your chart that's behind you is menacing when it comes to tracking the stock market through the ages and what we're facing down now. Can you just tease out some of that? Is that the fake assets part of the book?
Correct. It's all related. Fake money, fake teachers, fake assets.
Right.
When you print money, it blew the whole financial investment system into this huge bubble. So we have a bubble, as you know, in San Francisco. Real estate through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
You have stocks that through the roof. Everything is through the roof. And it's wiping out the poor middle class. And we're set up for a crash, as you know. And when that thing, because we crash every 10 years, no big deal. But when it crashes, the baby boomers are toast.
Yeah.
And worst of all with debt is the young people with the student loan debt are leaving school deeply in debt. We've wiped out two generations, the baby boomers and the Gen Xers.
Yeah, and I'm Gen X, and I'm going to have a bit of Schadenfreude when this next fall happens and the boomers go down a little bit. But then I got to pay that price, too. I'm on that tab.
Right. The only guys that got away were the World War II generation because they got Social Security. But none of us are going to get that.
That's a terrifying thought, but you're absolutely right, I think. Okay, so in the 1 minute I have left, what's the main takeaway you want these people to get that pick up the book? I want them to pick up fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. I want them to see the videos. What are you hoping is the main takeaway?
It's a new thing, you know, be aware. There's a million ways you can go to financial heaven. You know, being in San Francisco with technology today, there's more opportunity today. It's shorter lived, but there's more opportunity. But there's also a billion ways to go to financial hell.
Yeah.
So, you know, debt can make you rich and debt can make you poor. Taxes can make you rich and taxes can make you poor. And the stock market can make you rich. It can also make you poor. So I'm just doing my best to empower people to take back control of their financial futures. If you're hoping that, you know, the Republicans or Democrats are going to save you, you know, I got news for you. You're in trouble.
Well, Robert Kiyosaki, author of the new book, Fake, check him out on YouTube, too. I'll have all the links in the podcast. This has been my great pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time.
Hey, and thank you for interviewing those great people. They're really great people. Thank you.
I have a small niche audience, but I try to give them the best I can. Thank you. And you're one of them, so I appreciate this.
Well, thank you, Jason.
That's Robert Kiyosaki, author of the new personal finance book, Fake, Fake Money, Fake Teachers, and Fake Assets. His prior book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is one of the best-selling personal finance books of all time. For links to Fake, Robert Kiyosaki videos, and more, check the podcast, or you can check the show notes that are online at KGORadio.com. Deep thanks for Mr. Kiyosaki's time and his knowledge, and thanks to you for listening. This has been Techonomics. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. Thanks again, and have great weeks, everybody.